Hello and welcome back. I have recorded a beautiful 30-minute meditation that is a follow-on from my last episode, which was all about the energies for the end of October with this full moon, lunar eclipse and Samhain Halloween energy. So the theme being calling back your power. So I hope you enjoy this meditation. Catch you after the intro. Intuitive well-being coach and teacher. Most of you will know me through my business and social media as Soul Self Mastery. I'm the founder of the Hormone Balance Chakra course, and I coach women back to wholeness, giving them step-by-step tools and techniques that helps them connect with her, H-E-R, that feminine energy that will allow you to heal, elevate and rebalance. I hope you enjoy the Honey Temple, allowing you to be your own. Channel and the Honey Temple podcast. I'm just going to go straight into a healing meditation. So I'm just going to invite you to take a moment to either pause the video or the audio to get into a comfortable position, to grab yourself maybe a glass of water and a blanket, maybe an essential oil. I have a peppermint here. Peppermint is the oil of the heart. And if anybody watched my energy reading for the end of October for this full moon lunar eclipse that we are going through and Halloween Samhain energy, the last card I pulled here was all about healing the heart. I was calling in the energy of Archangel Raphael to help us to heal the heart and heal our physical bodies. So many of us are really feeling a physical death as we go through, as our immune system is compromised, as we release old energy. So just closing the eyes and slowing the breath down. I'm just going to invite you to go within. Just take a moment out of your heavy schedule to just regroup, rebalance, recalibrate. The breath connects us to our heart. It allows the flow of energy, of life force energy, to move around our body. I invite you to breathe nice and deeply in through your nose for three, and out through your mouth. Six. When I am bringing through a channeled meditation, I generally need to keep my eyes closed. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be going through this with you for the first time, whatever wants to come through. And I'm immediately being shown in my mind's eye a pumpkin. I'm going to come back to that in a wee second. Let's just prepare the body. On your next in-breath, I want you to visualize a beautiful light coming in through the crown of the head. It's very similar to one of the cards from the last reading called Coming Into Your Power, where this light just came in through like a beacon of light. Like somebody on stage. That's how strong the light is. Like everything else is in darkness. Just allow this light to come in through the crown of the head and the in-breath, creating a pyramid of light around your body, a pyramid of protection. Literally visualize yourself, or if you're not visual, feel, sense yourself within this pyramid of light. Of protection. Visualize your body within this pyramid. Visualize your seven chakra energy centers going up and down the spine. Visualize them as a star. Visualize the star spinning, cleansing, clearing like a wheel. Our chakras can get clogged up. So we're just going to cleanse them, move them, connect them together. Sometimes when one gets blocked, they will all get blocked, just like our hormones. Just allow the body to arrive, to enter this safe space. I get this real energy, this real sense of the shoulders going down, almost like we've been in a battle and we're getting to have a reprieve. Life has been a wee bit like that for the past few years, maybe even longer, maybe from childhood, where we've had to just be in this survival mode, running on adrenaline. It's very similar to what I was shown in the energy reading of the old armor falling away. And we're going to get a new armor, a new golden lightweight armor. Connect with your heart, connect with the earth star chakra beneath your feet, your earth star chakra. See yourself standing on a grid. Almost like, I want you to see this star that you're standing on. It's like the grout that you would see in tiles in a bathroom that needs repaired. I want you to see and visualize this light coming in through the crown. It's moving down through the body, through the meridians, through the chakras, through the hormone glands, down the legs, right through the soles of the feet and into this grid beneath your feet, this earth star chakra. And just allow it and feel and visualize it filling this grid up with light. This time of the year, as we enter Samhain and Halloween, it's all about connecting with our wisdom, our crone and our sage energy of meals. The colour gold is connected to wisdom. And in order to release what's no longer serving and step into the new, we must have really strong, solid foundations before we start. Just allow this process to continue. I've now been shown the yellow brick road, which is a golden path. And it's okay to take a step out of your inner circle. We've needed this inner circle, this comfort zone, to stay safe, to do this inner work, to understand ourselves. And now for many, we are being prepared to move forward, move on to the next stage. And that will require us to leave something behind, the sacrifice. It can be people, a relationship, a job, a habit, a way of being, a pattern. To leave the way it's always been done. To embrace the new. Embrace change. Eclipse energies bring in change. I want you to visualize yourself just taking one step in front of you. And then another. And you'll find as we walk along this path, you're in your bare feet, and the path is it's a bit imbalanced, there's broken bits, but it's okay. And with anything, when we start anything new, there is a process at the beginning where it's different. It's not what we're used to. It's uncomfortable, and that's when many give up. You've got to break through that. It sends a message to the brain, to the ego, to the inner child, to the subconscious mind that you're ready. This is what you're doing. So all parts of you come along. And I'm thinking now about the symbolism of this yellow brick road and the Wizard of Oz. I'm thinking now of the symbolism of the scarecrow at this time of year. And there's these three aspects of self. In females, the maiden, the mother, and the crow. And for any males watching, you've got the page, the father, and the sage, which is essentially just your inner child, your mother-father energy, and your warrior-warrioress energy. Your wisdom is your crone and your sage. And just like Dorothy envisioned the new, wanted to leave where she was and explore. And something came in and just lifted her up, and just chaos all around to move her into the new. That is what's happening many at the minute. So look at the symbolism of that. As you connect with the tidal wave that has maybe come into your life or might come in. But it's to bring you from the dark, that was the black and white, into the light, and to start this new path. And as Dorothy headed down the path with her faithful companion, we all have an animal guide. We have ancestors and loved ones, angels, whatever your belief system is, and we have anybody that's quite shamanic like myself. For me, I connect with the wolf, I connect with the lion. So connect with an animal right now, and if you're not sure, just bring the dog in, bring a cat in, if you have a pet, a horse. And that will represent Toto. And you have your basket to gather up symbolism. And you're now going to meet these three aspects of self, these guides. This essentially is your soul self, is these three aspects. They've always been there, and you will use these aspects at different times. You will use the inner child or the inner teenager when you're wanting to start something new, when you're looking for new ideas, when you're wanting to have a bit of fun and a break from work, life. To recharge. You will connect with your mother or your father energy when you're wanting to create, nourish, look after something, protect something, an idea, a child. You connect with the wisdom, your crone and your sage, which is your divine masculine energy. To help you take what's been created, the idea that's been created, that's been nurtured by the mother, father, and then is now in the action stage with the wisdom of the crone and the sage. What boundaries do you need? How can you manage your time to make this happen? What things do you need to look at that are coming up, what shadow aspects are coming up that could potentially block it? How can you plan ahead? Strategy. First, that we are going to come to your inner child or your inner teenager. It could be any age up until 18. There could be a few. Take a minute to connect with them now. Take their hand. Tell them that they're safe, that you've got this, that you've got them. That whatever you're going through at this time, you will work through together. That we don't need the solution right now. We don't need to know the outcome or to even know the way or the steps. Just reconnect and see that part of you. Sometimes we can often want others to see us when really we just need to see ourselves. Understand that part of you. Let him or her feel safe just with you. As you walk along here, I want you to collect any symbolism in that you're seeing. Pop it into your basket. I will help you with the symbolism if you want to post a comment. And watch as the path starts to become clearer, smoother. It starts to mend as you just keep walking. And now we're going to come up to your mother and father self, which is generally probably essentially who you are in this moment. Sometimes we can get stuck in one aspect and neglect the others. Connect with him or her. And they are holding a pumpkin. The pumpkin represents your sacral chakra. I've been shown the pumpkin in the story of Cinderella turning into a carriage. So they place the pumpkin down on the ground and it actually transforms into a vehicle of some sort. I'm not going to say a carriage. Okay, there's males or females watching this. We all have different interpretations. But this is the symbolism of this is when you start walking, connect with these parts of you, miracles appear. You don't have to take the road along. You don't actually even have to walk the long road. This is your vehicle that has now turned up to help you. It is not meant to be difficult. So you're going to get into this vehicle, this chariot. 2023 is a year number 7. And the chariot card in the tarot is a number 7. This is a fast moving year. Allow it to move along. Again, looking at the symbolism, you can still lift up symbolism. Talk to these parts of yourself. This is all part of calling back your power. These three aspects of self are you in your power. This is soul self. Mastery. Calling back all these disintegrated parts. You've fully been able to hold you, being your inner mother and inner father to yourself. Not needing someone else to see if you, do it for you, fix you. We don't need to know all of the answers. And it'd be pretty boring if we did. Life on Earth is a skill. It's meant to be challenging. It's meant to teach us stuff. We're meant to learn. We're not meant to know all the answers. Surrender to the unknown. Even as we go down this path, don't even worry about who's directing, who's driving. Just look out the window. Breathe in the air. Look at the scenery. Feel how it feels. And let it unfold. It will stop when it's meant to. It's now becoming darker. We're entering into the path, is entering into a forest. It's a little bit eerie, very Halloween-like. There's a full moon in the sky. We are now approaching our sage and crone self. It can feel a little bit scary and intimidating. They are that part of us that fully is in their power, knows who they are, sets healthy boundaries, doesn't say yes when they mean no. Can fully hold themselves. In females, it's known as the witch. The witch is really just a wise woman. And she's just been made to look scary, to prevent us from stepping into our power. Because then we will not need to rely on the powers to be. Fully step into your power and own these disowned aspects, you won't be sick. You start to heal from the inside out. You start to integrate. You start to feel empowered. You do not need to rely on institutions then. You start to feel free. You're coming up to a wood clearing. There's a big fire. Your vehicle or carriage will stop. You and these other two aspects of you will get out. You're going to sit around the fire and wait for your crone sage self to step out from the shadows. You can feel an energy and a wind as this happens. You can see the fire starting to blow a little bit. And then you notice a cauldron and the fire that you didn't know was there. The cauldron represents our sacral, represents the womb. Whether in males or females, it's where we create from. But in order to create, we must release. You're going to go over to the cauldron, and these aspects of you are going to all empty out what is no longer serving you from your heart, from your head. If you have any physical ailments anywhere, focus on that area. You don't even need to know what it is. Just feel yourself emptying out from that area into this cauldron. Just keep emptying and emptying and emptying. And if you're not sure what area, just empty from the heart. see your crone self, your sage self, step forward. And she's just going to mix it. She's going to mix the cauldron. She's going to turn, it's like a process of alchemy, turning this old into the new, turning it into your gold. Transformation. And she keeps stirring and stirring. And as she does that, you're allowed to connect with her, you're allowed to see him or her from afar. And you soften. Doesn't feel as intimidating. Many of us are scared of our own light, of our own power. To really connect with him or her. Feel their energy. This is what you need right now in your life to help you move forward. The crone and the sage is connected to the warrior energy as well as the wisdom. For some of us, we have internal battles, external battles. We have to summon these parts of us. These parts of us that use our logic and our intuition, not just the physical, not just the old imbalanced masculine and feminine energy of anger, of shame, of blame. It's accountable, it's responsible. It's vulnerable. Doesn't have all the answers. Speaks your truth. Embraces change. Flows. Knows when to speak, when not to. Knows when to rest and when to move. And suddenly, you look into the cauldron and you see that it has turned into ceremonial cacao, this plant-based medicine connected to the Divine Mother, connected to Mother Earth. It's known as the blood of Mother Earth. In ancient times, it was only royalty that was allowed to drink cacao. It was known as a gift from the gods. It contains many, many vitamins and minerals, zinc, magnesium, many others. It's a very protective drink. Helps with fertility, helps with meditation. You're going to connect with the energy of that now. It's connected to the full moon. It's connected to Mama Lachelle energy, this Mayan goddess of fertility. It's connected to our ancestors. It's connected to rainbows. Rainbows are all the colours of the chakras. A rainbow comes out after the rain, after the heaviness of the rain, after a difficult period. She gives you a cup of cacao. Also, inner child, inner teenager, your mother energy, and you all sit together. You bring forth your intentions for the next month, the next few months, the next 6 months, the next year. I'm going to go quiet to allow you to connect with them, and as you do, these aspects of you all interlink. A spiral energy as you come together as one and integrate. fully in your power. Are you ready to come back into your body? Your carriage and your vehicle will sit there until you're ready to move forward, but now you must rest and integrate and process. Take some time to integrate these aspects of you. Usually 3 to 5 days. So feel all parts of you come back into your body. Wiggling your fingers and your toes. As you gently come back into the room. I want you to drink plenty of water over the next couple of days. Go nice and easy, nice and slowly. Nourishment with lots of yummy food. Grounding food, potatoes, vegetables, soups, warm food. Embrace this energy. Don't be scared of it. Don't be worried about it. It's all good. Send you lots of love. And Samhain blessings, full moon blessings. If you like this episode, please subscribe to the Honey Temple so that you're notified when I upload a new episode, and please share it if you feel that this will help others. Have a great day.